In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee standing prayed thus with himself, O God, I give thee thanks that I am not as the rest of men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, as also is this publican. I fast twice in a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. Dear friends, our holy tradition teaches that Our Lady's submission to the will of God was immediate and without reservation, that she perfectly aligned her will with the divine will, that her submission was rooted in humility, that it was constant, lifelong, and faithful in every circumstance, and that it was cooperative. As a consequence, the Blessed Virgin Mary's submission to the will of God was meritorious. Thus, St. Alphonsus de Liguori and St. Thomas Aquinas teach that the obedience of Mary was far more perfect than that of all the other saints. For all men being inclined to evil through original sin, they all feel difficulty in doing right. But not so the Blessed Virgin. For as St. Bernardine says, because she was free from original sin, there was in her no hindrance in obeying God. But she was like a wheel readily moved at every divine breath. Hence, her only occupation on this earth was to discover and to do what was pleasing to God. It is a great thing in any saint that he should have grace enough for the salvation of many beside himself. But if he had enough for the salvation of all men, this would be the greatest of all. And this is the case with Christ and with the Blessed Virgin. And the publican standing afar off would not so much as lift up his eyes towards heaven, but struck his breast, saying, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. O most dear Lord, beneath whose searching eye my restless will still wanders from thy rest, grant that my one desire may arise and die only in seeking what thou judgest best. How often hath this heart untaught and free resisted still the gentle yoke of thine. Remake it, Lord, that it may yield to thee at once unreserved and nevermore decline, that I may strive through every changing year to bring my will into thy perfect way, that clothed in lowliness and holy fear, my poor submission may not fade or stray, but constant prove, lifelong and faithful still, in joy or grief, in strength or failing will. Transform this mind, this heart so slow to learn, that both may move in quiet league with thee. No more rebellions, no more prone to turn, but ever found cooperative and free. And by the intercession pure and mild of Mary, Mother of the Crucified, grant me such merit as may save thy child, with some left over for the souls that bide within my care and in my love are kept, until we rest where no more tears are wept. O dearest friends, would that our submission to God's will might become like unto that of the Blessed Virgin. Then Jesus said to them, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, because every one that exalteth himself shall be humbled, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done to me according to thy word. And with Mary's fiat set before us on the 10th Sunday after Pentecost, and as we begin our mini catechesis on the Immaculate Heart of Mary, as we come to receive upon our tongues and in our persons the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us beseech our Heavenly Father to grant us the grace to discover and to do what is pleasing to him in a manner which mimics the immaculate submission of his firstborn daughter, the Blessed Virgin Mary, saying, O God, who by the immaculate conception of the Virgin didst prepare a worthy dwelling for thy Son, we beseech thee that as by the foreseen death of the same thy Son, thou didst preserve her from all stain, so thou wouldst grant unto us also through her intercession, to come unto thee with clean hearts. Pardon, we beseech thee, O Lord, the offenses of thy servants, that we who of ourselves are not able to please thee may be saved by the intercession of the mother of thy Son, our Lord. O God, who dost manifest thine almighty power mostly in sparing and showing mercy, multiply upon us thy mercy, that as we hasten towards thy promises, thou mayest make us partakers of heavenly treasures. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost, God, world without end. Amen. Saint Alphonse de Liguori, pray for us. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.